The Traveler's Journal, April 18th, on the benefits of being there. Been there, done that, is the mantra by which many travelers these days measure their journeys. This attitude can be especially evident on adventure-oriented trips, which may be motivated by a group-driven, goal-oriented spirit that makes for more work than play. But too often, all the going and doing gets in the way of the being there. Far too much is done by travelers who feel driven to accomplish a mission and to document the experience for others. The world has so many photos of bright fish in tropical seas, but never enough divers willing to just float quietly, entranced by the balletic bustle of a coral reef. Magical things happen when you can set aside all that separates you from your surroundings. Be still and pay attention. The life around you will soon get back to its normal activities. Inner rewards accrue when you can focus on the here and now, instead of thinking about your fellow travelers, the afternoon itinerary, or what you're going to tell everyone back home. A surprisingly brief period of contemplative solitude can provide a trip's most defining moments. With that in mind, here are 6 don'ts to help you escape. Don't talk, even if you're with your best buddy. Instead, listen to the wind and the conversations of birds. The longer you keep silent, the more you'll have to remember later on. Don't take pictures. Don't read. Don't write. Don't even think about anything not in front of your eyes, ears, or nose. And don't take it all so seriously. You're on vacation, not a mission. Smile at the world, and it's likely to smile right back. Done that becomes much more meaningful when you really have been there. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.